If it's a Thursday, it must be time to moan about the Sweetbriar roadworks, which seem to have been running since 1965. The Evening News published photos of the progress. These readers nearly spat out their tea. Wayne Black was outraged. "There was a similar problem in Sweden a few weeks ago. Opened in 48 hours. Why does it take so long in this country? Health and safety rubbish, and no weekend working for a start." Andrew Townsend suggested some people take action. "Local businesses need to get together and sue Anglia Water for their lost takings. I've avoided the area at all costs, which means that I've not been dealing with businesses there that I otherwise would have been visiting." Stephen Neave was feeling sarcastic. "Ridiculous the length of time this has taken. They say they are making good progress." Good? Are they serious? Why has this not been worked on day and night to get this artery of the ring road back open, to stop the aggravation this has caused to householders and motorists? And Stephen Hornby was perhaps being realistic. In Europe, they have something that has long been missing from the UK.
It's one thing sharing your frustration with a local paper, but will anyone listen? Our Webster from Munsley thinks not. So it seems very likely that Rackheath is to get thousands of new homes built on the site of the old airbase. Yet not so long ago it was proposed that a modern eco-town could be built on the same site, with homes fit for the future, with a raft of environmentally friendly features. This was, however, deemed to be inappropriate and against the wishes of the local community. But now it is appropriate to build shoebox-sized homes which will be squashed together and built to the minimum standards required, which maximise the profits for the construction company. Now, I may be a cynic, but is this because the owners of many of the large construction companies are large donors to the Conservative Party, and it's the old story of the Conservative Party doing what's best for them and their wealthy donors, and to hell with the wishes of the local population? Just a thought.
And April Baby agrees. Have a say? To whom? And what for? They will do whatever they like. When have the people ever been listened to? So, who will listen to the people? CJ Rumble from Strumpshaw knows who won't. The Prime Minister claims he understands the problems that many will face during this financial crisis. But just what sort of understanding does he have? Crucially, there is more to understanding than just a rational component. There is also an empathetic element. Does the Prime Minister have any personal experience of poverty? Because if he had, he would recognise that short-term solutions, rather than long-term ones, are needed to rectify this serious issue. His approach is analogous to offering a man bleeding to death a hospital appointment in 3 months' time. The Prime Minister's understanding is deficient in true empathy, and this has resulted in his jam tomorrow approach. According to the renowned philosopher John Locke, no man's knowledge can go beyond his experience. How true this is in respect to Boris Johnson.